Fighters, today I'm going to talk about the opportunity cost of you not being dialed in as a business owner. Before we do that, make sure that you comment on this video and you subscribe to the channel. Fighters, it's that time of year again. It is Mile High Profit Summit, the most powerful event in the home improvement contractor industry for those who want to take their business to their next level of success. And I want to remind you that early bird ticket sale pricing ends July 5th, 2023. So get your ticket if you're planning on coming and don't spend any more money than you need to. We'll see you in Denver in September. So what is opportunity cost? Listen, it's simply the loss of a potential gain based on different choices that are made. Okay? You hear the term, the opportunity cost of this, because I made one decision, cost me a lot of money or whatever. And today I want to talk about that. But before I do, I just want to set the stage for how much opportunity is in front of you right now to grow your business. You are alive at an amazing time where it is easy to find work. There's high demand for work. There's a high demand for people in the trades who do exactly what you do. And I want to encourage you with that right now. I mean, just take a look around your neighborhood. All the houses that are being built, all the tens of thousands of homes that are being remodeled or painted, or they need a fence or whatever. Okay, there is opportunity everywhere. In fact, I live in the Colorado Springs area, and there's around 150,000 single-family homes in this city. All right, it's not a big city, but think about that for a minute. 1% of that, if you got 1% of that, that'd be like 1,500 jobs a year. 1% of those homes. Now, obviously, not everyone's going to be your customer. All right, well, what's a quarter of a percent? Okay, half of 1% would be what, 750? So 325 or so, 375 jobs, whatever the math is. All right, to get a half a percent of at-bats, think of all the opportunity, all the tens of thousands of people in your area that want work done. All right, so you should have hope in this. All right, this should be encouraging to you that if you're not winning at the levels you want to win right now, there is plenty of opportunity right in front of you. Now, we've all not made the most of some of the opportunities that we've had in the past. What I mean by that is we can all look back at the costly mistakes we made by choices that we made in our business. Maybe we priced something too low and we got burned. Maybe our contracts weren't in order. Maybe, you know, we got fat and happy thinking we had it all dialed in and we took our foot off the marketing gas pedal, whatever it is. The cost of past mistakes are hopefully just lessons learned at this point, because there's nothing you can do about those right now. But what I want to really talk about here today is the cost of your future choices. You have a decision right now, moving forward with all the opportunity in front of you, all right, to make future choices that actually don't take away from you, but actually give and add value to your life and your bank account and to your family. And what do those things look like? Number one, I think it's getting your ego out of the way. A lot of contractors, sadly, think they got it all dialed in. They think that their situation is different, okay? They're prideful in the way that they approach things. They already have their mind made up when they ask a question or look for advice. And I want to encourage you, the cost of your ego being the way, the cost of your pride is massive. I think back to so many mistakes I made in the past. One in particular, I talk about in my book, Winning the Contractor Fight, where the job I sold for 28 grand, I sold it for 28 grand. It cost me 45 grand to do. I should have sold it for 100 grand to make profit, and I didn't. And I can think back to, there was a guy who told me, don't bid that job. The guy's a psycho, this and that. And this was a well-respected contractor in the area that warned me to stay away. But my pride was like, oh, I'm different. You know, I'm young, I'm hungry. And, you know, this is a good sized job for a really young company. And my pride got the best of me. Or maybe the cost of future mistakes is going to bite you because you haven't yet raised your prices, because you haven't developed confidence in your numbers. If you don't have confidence in your numbers and you don't really understand what it costs you to operate your business for one day, for 1 week, a month, a quarter, a year, then how can you price your work without knowing what it costs you? All right? That is a massively costly mistake. Talk about the opportunity cost and not knowing your numbers. Massive. Another one is not getting sales training. What is not getting sales training costing you? For example, I was speaking to a group of contractors not too long ago. They were all doing several million dollars, like 10, 20, $30 million a year, the average in the room. And we broke down what the opportunity cost was for allowing mediocre days on their from their sales teams. And just two mediocre days a week, compounded throughout the year, was costing these guys millions of dollars a year. Compounded over the next decade, compounded over a career, how many tens of millions of dollars of profit is that? Because they think they've arrived and they don't need sales training. See, guys, you will never arrive as a salesperson. There's always a next level of communication to achieve. There's always a next level of understanding how to build your brand, market your business, lead your team. And I want to encourage you right now, take advantage of the opportunities that you have in front of you right now today so that you're not looking back with regret going, man, I made a choice here to not know my numbers, to not brand my business, to not invest in myself and become a better leader, to not implement the things that I've already learned to do because of my head trash. I encourage you, don't be one of the people that looks back and regrets the choices that they made. Listen, if you want help, I talked a little bit about sales here. If you want to up your sales game, I want to invite you to go to thecontractorfight.com/SFST, all right? Or hit the link in the description. Grab it today and take your next step into becoming a better salesperson and stop leaving money on the table. You guys rock. I got to roll. I'm out.